Good morning. This is Governor John Baldacci. This holiday weekend, Maine has reason to be thankful. On Monday, members of the 172nd Mountain Infantry Unit of the Maine Army National Guard began arriving home after being deployed in Afghanistan. The unit has been conducting combat infantry operations against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda for 9 months in the tribal areas near Pakistan. During the next 2 weeks, all 157 members of the unit will be back in Maine. Operating in a remote, dangerous area, these soldiers performed their duty with honor, integrity, and professionalism. They've endured harsh conditions and a deadly enemy. We welcome all these men home with a sense of pride and relief. And we look forward to the day, likely in March, when members of the 1136 Transportation Company also return from Afghanistan. All these men and women who serve in the military and their families deserve our gratitude and respect. During the holidays, the sacrifices they make become even more apparent. The good news doesn't end with those homecomings. We learned this week that Maine's unemployment rate dropped to 7.4% for October. That's down from 7.7% in September and more than 2 points lower than the national unemployment rate. Now, while there's still too many people who are unemployed, the number is moving in the right direction. And on Tuesday, Maine's economic forecasters met and revised their projection for the rest of this year and the next 2 years. Based largely on strong corporate earnings, Maine revenues are expected to increase by $477 million over the next 30 months. After shedding more than 30,000 jobs during the recession that began in December of 2007, companies in Maine are rebounding and their profits are improving. So job creation is still lagging, but there is reason for optimism. The hard work and tough votes that have been cast in Maine and Washington and the resilience of our people have made a difference. In Maine, we've held the line on taxes and reduced spending. General fund spending has decreased every year since 2008. The current budget for 2011 is $2.69 billion. That's on par with spending a decade ago. We've made smart and targeted investments, important ones in research and development in renewable energy. And we've restructured government at the state, county, and school administrative levels to make it more efficient and less expensive. Along with the Federal Recovery Act, the bipartisan efforts of the legislature and my administration have helped to lay the foundation for economic improvement. So while other states were locked in partisan gridlock and raised taxes, Maine was different. We passed 5 straight budgets with overwhelmingly bipartisan support. Those budgets were disciplined and frugal, but never lost sight of our core values, which included supporting education, protecting the most vulnerable in our environment, and making smart investments. And those budgets helped us to rebuild our reserves. When I took office in 2003, Maine reserves were gone, and the state had short-term borrowing of $250 million just to cover day-to-day operations. Today, Maine reserves are nearly $50 million. Revenues have beaten projections every month so far this year, and on the day of my first inauguration in 2003, we received word that a major paper company was filing for bankruptcy. The industry has faced tough times, but is beginning to show signs of strength. In the first quarter of this year, pulp exports were up 200%, and paper exports were up 72% over 2009. About 7,500 Mainers work in the state's mills, earning very good wages with benefits that ripple across all of the rural economies. In addition, the pulp and paper industry is making critical investments for our future. Verso Paper just recently announced a $40 million investment in a new energy system. Lincoln Paper and Tissue has installed a new $38 million tissue machine. Old Town Fuel and Fiber, once threatened with extinction, is investing in a $30 million biofuel conversion. And Sappi has invested $48 million in repairs and upgrades at its Somerset mill. Despite the positive news, there's still a lot of uncertainty in the economy. Policy changes at the state or federal level could impact the new positive forecast, and a long list of things could happen to change the outlook. Things remain fragile, and these improvements haven't yet translated into reduced anxiety for working families. But given a choice, it's better to see the economy growing and unemployment falling, even with those caveats. So this weekend, I'm thankful that some of our National Guard soldiers are home safe and sound, and others are on the way. And I'm thankful that the grip of the global recession appears to be loosening on Maine. Thank you, and have a wonderful holiday weekend.